Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we've been talking, of course, about what is going on with the electricity crisis, with the government. And we even set their statement to music. When you say nothing, you say nothing at all. Sidiyas Brink is the national spokesperson for the DA political party. Here he joins us this morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks very much for having me.
So what did you think of that non-statement? You know, hashtag when you know you have to say something, so this is what you say from the president yesterday.
Listen, I mean, the country is at a very critical position. And John Steenhuisen, the leader of the opposition, spoke earlier this week, and he said our number one goal must be to get the country off of this cliff edge of stage six load shedding and beyond. Because if you do go beyond stage six load shedding, and our government in the Western Cape and elsewhere have told us this, the situation becomes almost unmanageable with power being cut to sewage pumps and reservoirs and cell phone towers and so on. And we called on the president to return from his international trip, which he did. He returned. He didn't deliver his speech to the United Nations, which was welcome because he has to take charge of the situation, and because it seems that this body called the National Electricity Crisis Committee, to which he had delegated many of the reforms that are meant to ramp us down the hierarchy of load shedding, just hadn't been done. But then, of course, as you mentioned, the nothingness that was yesterday's statement, it would seem that the president cancelled his international trip and he came home. He did not consider any of the urgent reforms that need to happen, and he basically said nothing.
And they even made a point that it was a virtual meeting, which I thought was quite amusing. Why come back from London for a virtual meeting? He could have done it from there.
Well, exactly that. And maybe this gives us a hint of why the president is being undermined by his own ministers, Gwede Mantashe, Pravin Gordhan, and probably many of the officials, and why the reforms that he announced 2 months ago are not being implemented. It is because he seems to refuse to stamp his authority and to make clear decisions that might make some people unhappy with him. It is classically this tale of a weak, indecisive president that is conflict-averse. And unfortunately, that has got very serious consequences for the country. But the DA won't let up. We won't stop the pressure. It's very important for people to realize, even if we go down to stage five, what André de Ruyter and Uwe Rosa said on Sunday should make us all very afraid of the situation. I mean, they used the word catastrophe for the first time. And we're not seeing that urgency from the president, but as the official opposition, we will continue our pressure, and DA governments will continue to implement contingency plans for the event of going beyond stage six load shedding.
So let's just break this down into a number of things. The first thing that seems to come across from that statement, you know, when they're talking about studying the reports, it's almost as though they weren't aware of this, that like we forgot to tell them that we were in the situation and they've just been made aware of it. That was the first thing that bothered me. The second thing was there was literally no apology there. They hold this within this is fully within their ambit of responsibility. They have not allowed independent producers, which could have and of course would have alleviated the whole problem. This is theirs, and they haven't apologized for it.
Yes.
What does this mean?
So it essentially means that there is no realization of accountability or the urgency of the situation. And that should concern us all. You mentioned something very interesting. On Sunday, de Ruyter mentioned that on Monday, the next day, they would start negotiations with independent power producers. Great, 2 months after those reforms.
Well, that was it.
Announced.
I mean, it was bizarre. Now we're starting.
It's absolutely bizarre. And, and you know, one wonders if de Ruyter is going on a ledge here on his own without the backing of this National Electricity Crisis Committee, because politically, I mean, you get de Ruyter apologizing, giving explanations and so forth, but what we don't see is the president surrounded by Gwede Mantashe and Pravin Gordhan saying, we have assured ourselves politically that the situation is under control. We apologize for what has happened. We admit that things are wrong, and so we are ramping up our reform program. And just by the way, I mean, you know, you mentioned it. If the IPP procurement program had not been stopped by Koko and Brian Molefe in 2016, the independent, the folks who'd looked at this, believe that by last year, South Africa would have had 5,000 megawatts of electricity extra online, which would have alleviated the need for 90% of load shedding. And so without the critical examination of those past failures, they'll simply be repeated under the political leadership of Ramaphosa. And that's why the DA has called for this entire situation to be moved out of the hands of politicians and put in the hands of an independent energy expert.
What kind of role is NERSA playing around this?
Well, NERSA is the regulator for electricity distribution and pricing and so forth. I'm not too sure whether they would have an immediate role in managing maintenance issues and the procurement of alternative electricity, but I suppose they would have to consider the circumstances when they consider Eskom's application for a price hike, which is now, I think, 35%. And you know, NERSA would have to consider what's going on inside Eskom when making a determination like this.
Absolutely bizarre. What is the DA's plan?
So the DA has said to President Ramaphosa that it's clear that this National Electricity Crisis Committee is not working. It is a site for dispute between Gwede Mantashe and Pravin Gordhan, which the president doesn't have, it seems, the political capital or the resolve to set aside. And so what is needed is for an independent energy expert to be assigned the job of implementing the reforms announced by the president 2 months ago, getting outside experts in, getting independent power suppliers online, making sure that laws like BEE and preferential procurement do not hold back the resolution of the problem. I mean, we simply can't have requirements like 35% local procurement when the country is on the precipice of the collapse of our electricity supply. And, it, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa doesn't have the resolve, but he might use what is left of his political authority to put an independent expert in charge of the situation, give him or her the delegations of authority, and then if there are unpopular decisions to be made, then that person can make them.
How accountable, I mean, the fact that he stood up in July and he gave, he announced all of these reforms, which were actually quite good, the fact that we're now in September, the end of September, nothing or very little of them has been implemented, surely that's a very, very clear way and an easy way to hold him to account.
That is very clear. And I mean, this is why the DA has been calling for this National Electricity Crisis Committee to be disbanded. It would seem that the president delegated these reforms to them and just, you know, he didn't follow up. He doesn't exert any authority on the situation. And this is the number one issue, besides the cost of living, that is threatening the future of the country. It could be that the president is in paralysis, political paralysis, in the lead up to the conference. And perhaps this is just another indication that South Africa has to break out of the straitjacket of ANC dominance. Because if the president is so politically weak and compromised within his own party, well, he doesn't really mean much in that position. And so the DA is determined to keep on making this a political issue. Every time that stage six load shedding threatens the country and the economy and our future, every time it is inconvenient to ordinary people who want to get to work, who want to live their lives, we will make the point that it is a political consequence. This is the ANC's fault. Load shedding is brought to you by the ANC. And that's not a cheap party political trick. It is a fact. And if we don't keep the pressure on the president and on the government, then we won't see a resolution of this issue.
Absolutely right. Isilias Brink, national spokesperson for the DA political party. Your reaction, please, on 34519 or 061 895 1019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.